Hello, everyone. This is Matt from the Zelda Working Title Podcast. I'd just like to take this time to tell you that there's some bad language on this podcast. So if you're a lady or like a little kid or old lady, grandma, grandma's boy, you know, you don't want to hear that kind of thing, or you want to, but your mom won't let you. Well, in that case, listen anyway. Have the time of your life. This is a great podcast. You're really missing out if you're not listening. You know, you might hear words like the C word or worse, but you'll have fun, and that's all that matters. Good night. Zelda Working Title Podcast, episode 28. If you didn't notice this already, I'm not Adam. This is Matt.
But you're not?
April Fool's, guys. This is Adam. Just kidding. We're recording this on April Fool's Day, 2008.
But Adam really isn't here, correct?
No. Yeah, it's 2010 April Fool's.
This isn't an April Fool, is it?
Yeah. No, Adam really isn't here. Adam is gone.
Adam had syphilis and he had to get it treated.
Yeah, he had syphilis. He just came down with a bout.
Look, when you sleep with your mom...
A bit.
It gets to be a bit of a problem.
Especially if your mom has syphilis. The point is, Adam is not here. He won't be here for a very long time. So get used to it. I'm running the show now. There's a lot of changes.
Who are you?
You know, more Christian values, just more family-oriented programming.
Fuck.
Are we gonna have prayer time with Matt?
Prayer time. No more drinking, Alex.
Fuck.
No, you can't say that either.
Yeah, no more gay stuff.
Fudge.
Nick. What? Yeah. Oh, the laugh.
So no more gay stuff, Nick. No more gay play, as they say.
What about the dreams of Eiffel Towering Ash's mom?
No, that's immoral, unless we both marry her, which will be possible.
Well, polygamy is...
Yeah, it's God's
gift to man, according to the Mormons.
So, we're just going to jump right into things. What have you guys been playing? Oh, by the way, it's Matt, that's me, Nick is here.
Hello.
And Alex is here also.
Hi, everybody.
It's the three most popular hosts.
Yep. It's like the two most popular hosts and the least popular host.
I'm not going to argue with that. what have you guys been playing? What have you guys been up to?
Go first, Alex.
I've been playing Symphony of the Night because I can't move on to another game because I have no life.
You should get Red Steel 2.
I was thinking about it. The reviews have been pretty good for it.
Yeah, it looks awesome. But so, I had to pay money to fix
it. So Red Steel 2, does it take place... I was told it's basically you're like a samurai in like the Wild West or something.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with the first Red Steel, for some reason people thought it was going to be like this crazy sword fighting game. And I mean, they did have a little bit of sword fighting, but the whole point is the game turned out to be way more shooting and way less sword fighting, and people were really underwhelmed by the sword fighting because the sword fighting wasn't very good, but it was also a very small part of the game. So what they did with the second one is made the sword fighting and the gun parts equal. So sometimes you'll just use your sword to kill a bunch of guys, and sometimes you use your guns, and it's like about 50-50.
And sometimes you'll switch on the fly.
Yeah, so it's as if your guns and your swords are equally as good, so you can kind of pick which one. You can tackle opponents with both. And yeah, so you're like a cowboy samurai guy.
And you don't have to play the first one to really appreciate the second one, do you?
No, it has the second one has nothing to do with the first one. The first one was a kind of serious Japanese mafia story, and the second one takes place in a crazy cartoon world where cowboys are still around.
I wish they would, you know, if they were going to call it Red Steel, don't call it Red Steel 2. Call it Red Steel or some other alternate, you know, Red Steel Cowboys.
Red Steel Redemption.
Yeah. Red Steel, Red Dead Steel.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know it's kind of lame, but the game looks awesome. And I was also a fan of the first one. It was good. The shooting was good. The swordplay sucked, but there was hardly any of it. the shooting was really a really solid shooter. There's been better shooters since then, like Metroid Prime 3 and Medal of Honor Heroes 2. But anyway, enough about Red Steel 2, because none of us are playing that.
Yeah,
Nick, I've heard you've been playing a little game called Bratz. Imagine Bratz. Imagine a day in the life of the Bratz.
I've been playing Bratz. Imagine Bratz. A day in the life of Bratz. Yes, that's true. On my Game Gear.
Did you get Bratz your day?
What? Oh, the DLC.
Yeah.
Like
Bratz your day when they were like infants. So it's really toddlers. With a Z.
Yeah, it's this really awesome kind of flashback sequence that, like, your main Barat, she goes back in time and she experiences what it was like to be a child because she grew up so fast. I mean, she started buying all the designer clothes, I mean, looking like a diva, looking like a star. I mean, she had the swagger, but she didn't know what it was like to be a kid. And so that's basically what it's about. It's a tale about morality and mortality and fatalities.
So it's like Big, only with Mortal Kombat moves and
giant heads. Yes.
Giant heads.
It's in DK mode. but what the other games I've been playing other than that incredible game, I've been playing Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition some more.
You've been going through the campaign of that?
Yeah, I've been going through the campaign again.
Kyle Bernard.
Yeah, with our friend Kyle Bernard. At first, we were both really bummed out because on the on the PS3, you can't sign in multiple accounts at once. I think I talked about this. And so he couldn't save his stuff. But we found an interesting way around it is that everything that he picks up just goes into my inventory. So I can save it and give it back to him. Mm. But the only problem is that he can't buy weapons or upgrades. So I have to buy the weapons and upgrades, and then I can just give it to him. But that makes us split money. Because on the 360... if I pick up 100 credits or whatever the currency is called, we both get 100 separately. But now we both get 50. We have to split it. And so it actually kind of made it more strategic because you have to upgrade your weapons slower and you have to share and find out what you need. Like, you can't just go out and buy a bunch of rocket launchers like Kyle did. So you kind of have to, like, use your money wisely. But I've been playing that.
So, well, that sounds like it teaches you good values.
Oh, yeah, all sorts of values, which is the moral.
Save your money.
Yeah.
Don't go into credit card debt.
Yeah, exactly. If Chris goes into credit card debt, the Weskers have won. The Weskers of this world.
Yeah, the Weskers. The banks, the Weskers. Obama's a real big Wesker.
Yeah, I know. Don't even get me started on that that guy.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
like, he's like President Evil.
Oh! The healthcare bill passed. So I'm moving to a country with socialized medicine.
He's not my president. I didn't vote for him. I couldn't vote for him because my absentee ballot didn't get sent to me. So I don't have to obey his laws. So I can murder whoever I want. I can buy as much health care as I can't afford.
Hold on. I just thought of a great idea. Pabst Blue Ribbon makes Pabstentee ballots. You get to vote for your favorite beer. Chug, 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 chug. Pabst, if you're listening.
That idea wins the Blue Ribbon. Or best idea. Oh, yeah, and I've been playing Dead Space. I haven't gotten much farther, but I've been playing it, so there you go.
That's a pretty square game.
With the Lost Sausages, I guess.
Matt, I heard that you played an incredible game today.
Yeah, I just got this game.
A truly innovative game.
I did actually sign up for Gamefly this week. Right. So I got my first game from Gamefly, which is Darksiders. Let me tell you a little bit about Darksiders. Well, my friend Alex, not this Alex. It's a different Alex.
He's a Mexican Alex, not an Asian Alex.
Yeah. He goes, "Oh, hey, man." No, he doesn't talk like that. He's like, "Hey, man, you should play Darksiders at Comic-Con." He's like, "Oh, man, I want to play Darksiders so bad. We got to play Darksiders. It's like Zelda, except dark and realistic and gritty and mature." Read a bunch of reviews. Everyone says great. It's been getting great reviews. Like, not just from review sites, but from people who played it. So I finally got around to playing it. Let me just start off by saying Zelda is obviously my all-time favorite game series. Darksiders is like what would happen if Zelda was developed by the world's worst comic book artist. That guy's name is Joe Madd. And as I was explaining to my friend Alex earlier, Joe Madd must be blind because he draws his people so lumpy, because that's how he feels them. Everything in the game is just so lumpy and disgusting looking. The art style's terrible. Character design is terrible. And it like Zelda games, there's so much diversity in all the locations. Darksiders is just gray and brown and
muscly.
Yeah, and everything has muscles.
That's the Joe Madd thing. And if it's a woman, it's like huge boobs.
It's the worst thing. Like, he has the worst art style I've ever seen.
I mean, because I used to read X-Men, Uncanny X-Men, when he was drawing for it, and Psylocke was hot, but she had no waist, and she had a really, really big chest for a ninja
woman.
He's
Rob Liefeld, who can draw perspective.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm going to ask you a few questions, Matt.
Without the pouches.
I'm going to ask you a few questions to find out if you truly like Darksiders.
It's my favorite game.
Okay. Yeah, do you like muscles?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like proportions?
If you're talking about proportions like huge tits, no.
Well,
waist.
I mean, like, hands that are proportionate to the size of the head.
No. Okay.
Tell me, when you see the light reflecting off of somebody, is there just, like, one bright white spot shooting straight at your eyes, and then it's just dark shadows everywhere else?
Yeah. Well, I like a lot of lens flares, things like that.
Oh, cool. How do you feel about spandex?
Love it.
Okay.
You know what my other favorite thing is like demons,
angels. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, that'll fit. What about super busy compositions where you can't tell what's happening?
I love it. I don't want to know what I'm looking at.
Darksiders is for you. It is a 10 out of 10. All those things that I just said in there and more.
Yeah. It seriously looks like it was designed by a 12-year-old. The game starts out with, for one thing, it uses a lot of pre-rendered cutscenes, and I don't know why the game got good reviews for graphics, because the graphics are so boring. It's got nice animations, but the graphics themselves are, everything's gray, like I said. So you start off in this city, right? And it's like a pre-rendered cutscene where all these meteors are raining down, and the meteors really have demons in them. And of course, because they're so non-inventive in this game, the demons and angels, like, the demons are, like, crazy creatures, and the angels are, like, cyber angels with cyber wings, and they fly around with swords. And for some reason, angels and demons are able to kill each other and, like, bite off each other's heads and stuff, which I don't really get, because what happens when they die? I don't know.
They no longer exist.
No, they go back to heaven. There's an afterlife for them. There's a special afterlife.
Is it just like is there a machine that pumps them out again?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if angels and demons are real and they come from hell,
well,
and stuff,
no, it is real. It starred Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah. Well, anyway, it's really stupid, and the game gives you no backstory when you first start playing. Like, it gives you a backstory of what's going on with this war between heaven and hell, but then it just throws you into the game, and you are Darksider. I don't remember his name.
No, it's Stanley Darksider.
Oh, his name is just War. That's right.
Oh, he's one of the Apocalypse, the Horseman of the Apocalypse, right?
So he got sent without the seventh seal breaking or something.
He's got this really long, like, Viking hair, and he wears a cool hood, and he doesn't have any pupils.
Yeah, but basically everyone just runs around grunting at each other, and just goes, "Arr, arr, arr." That's half of War's dialogue. And he just kind of goes, oh no, why have you, the demons are here. And
it sounds like he's dry heaving.
Yeah, he practically
sounds constipated.
The game basically the game sucks.
That's his battle cry.
And the acting is terrible. The script is terrible. I don't know why anybody likes this game. If it gets any better, I'll tell you. But I don't think it will.
I mean, it sounds like it suffers under the same, I guess, like when Gears of War came out, a lot of people gave it good reviews because of the art.
No, but the thing with Gears of War is it had a great multiplayer mode and it was really fun.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, people were praising it for story and graphics also. As much fun as the multiplayer is, that's the main draw. Like, if anybody was to say Gears of War is a great game, you talk about the multiplayer. But a lot of reviewers tend to go, well, you know, well, let's talk about the graphics. The graphics look great. Well, what about the graphics look great? Everything looks gray. Same thing with Dark. I could see the same thing with Darksiders.
No, but that game had a pretty distinct art style.
Gears of War.
They both have good art style. I mean, they both have art style.
Gears of War looks a lot better than Darksiders. I will say that right now. Gears of War is, well, it might not be everyone's cup of tea, and it is a very similar kind of concept. Gears of War is a very uniform execution. Everything fits in within the world.
Do you think
Darksiders, the humans are proportioned like humans. War, it has one huge hand, one little hand, and 800 pounds of armor with just random stuff thrown on, just like a little cufflink and a bow tie.
It seems like more of a complaint on the art style than...
Yes, the art style's terrible. But, the graphics aren't that great themselves either. And it was developed by a small studio, too, to be fair.
So a small studio that could afford a holographic slipcase. So I don't know how small that studio is. Where's that money really coming from?
Yeah, but it's not like Zelda. There's hardly any puzzles. And it's a lot more like God of War, except...
It's God of Gears of War.
It's a lot more like God of War, except if you only pressed one button. Because you run into a room and just press the same button over and over again and kill a bunch of the same enemies. It's boring. Darksiders, you let me down. Don't let me down. I don't know. Darksiders let me down.
That makes me sad because there's no more Beatles Rock Band DLC.
No, Beatles are releasing an all Darksiders album.
Darksiders.
that was a preview.
Darksiders of the Moon.
Yeah.
Is it going to be Joe Mad playing guitar?
No, he's going to be Joe Martin.
I heard that he's going to be on the cover of Madden 2011. Joe Madden.
Okay, so let's move on from Darksiders. What's our next segment called?
There is now a black hole in this podcast.
Adam's News Hour.
Adam's not here. How are we going to do Adam's News Hour? I know what we're going to do. We're going to do, what do you guys think, other guys on the podcast? So we're going to talk about news that we've read, and we will talk about just things we've done. So we're just going to talk about things that Adam's always here, and he's like, hey, stick to the format and stick to the topic. We're going to create our own topics, and we're going to make it even better. So screw that guy. Matt, what do you want to start with?
I just want to talk about my favorite news story. First dude, Todd Palin, he's riding his snowmobile this weekend.
Snow machine.
He ripped some pretty gnarly jumps, which is, I think, how the kids say it.
He's ripping jumps?
Yeah. First dude, Todd Palin. He's my first dude. Whoa, and I'm looking at some pictures of Super Mario Galaxy 2. It looks pretty good.
Speaking of which, that's the first piece of news that I'm going to say. Just the other day, Nintendo released, at PAX East, a new trailer for Mario Galaxy 2, and it showed off some new levels, some new planets. Some of the planets are really, really big. And it also showed off a new power-up, Rock Mario. Yeah. So basically, when you get this mushroom, you wear like a rock hat and like rock overalls, and then I suppose that you do something with the controller to turn him into a big boulder. And he rolls around, and he destroys things, and it looks awesome. And they also showed what the overworld looks like, because you're not on the little space station you were on in the first game.
It looks a lot more like Mario 3, right? Or Mario World? Like
it does, but that Mario-headed planet that's on the cover and in all the trailers...
It is
the overworld, yeah. And right on top of Mario's hat, there's a captain's wheel. And so it's like a boat wheel And so that's the way that you get around all the different planets. Another exciting announcement,
Captain and Tennille, they're doing the theme song.
I don't think anybody listening to this podcast is going to know who Captain Tennille is.
No, 13-year-olds love Captain and Tennille.
Okay? And there's a new Yoshi, a yellow Yoshi.
Ooh.
And the yellow Yoshi, it's kind of like the Matter Splatter galaxy in the first galaxy, where
he's like a light Yoshi. He reveals parts of the level.
Yeah, he reveals parts of the level. And it looked awesome. And there's a lot of...
Oh, there's blue inflated Yoshi?
Yeah, the inflatable Yoshi.
Yeah, they showed that one last time. Did they show any others?
They showed a new lava and ice level where it looks a lot like... I don't remember what it was called, but... you know the fire level?
The fire and the ice level? Yeah, the dual-sided level?
No. In Mario 64, the fire level that's in the basement...
Okay.
I don't remember what it's called. It just kind of reminded me of that, but like, it looks like there's like snowy levels or like snowy platforms in the lava. It looked really cool. Yeah, it looks awesome. I can't wait for it. It looks really, really good.
When's it supposed to come out? June?
Oh yeah.
May.
Oh yeah, May.
Oh shit.
Oh my gosh.
I'm getting this for my sister for her birthday. And then telling her
it's And then it's mine. Really for yourself.
Yeah. I think it comes out on her birthday.
So you're going to drive her to the toy store to get it for her.
Yep, my sister turning 19, going to drive her to the toy store.
You're going to take her to Toys R Us because you don't believe in GameStop. And you're going
to
say...
Hey, power to the players. They say power to the players, but they're robbing the players of all their money.
Guys, I have some important news. I just got a haircut today. What does it sound like? How does it feel?
Write the podcast. Dear Matt, we love your hair. We hate your hair. We'll keep a tally, I guess. in Little Big Planet news, they announced, weirdly, that they're going to make Sackboy Incredibles characters for download. I feel like they're a little... I don't... Out of all the... It's not very topical. Yeah, the characters from the movie The Incredibles are getting costumes.
Well, I mean, to be fair, those are the most action hero.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cool. Characters. It's cool, but it's just not very timely.
I want to see the characters from Up.
Yeah, they seem... it'd make more sense if they were, like, WALL-E characters or something.
Yeah,
that'd be hard to do.
But they have all five of the Incredibles family, including whatever the baby's name was. And then also they're giving the retro Mr. Incredible from the beginning of the movie. And then Frozone, Edna Mode, and also Syndrome.
Oh, I want to be Frozone.
I know, me too. Frozone was the best.
Well, can you be like the Pulp Fiction characters? Can you do that yet?
That would be awesome. I wish.
Like, I want to be Frozone from Pulp Fiction.
Or if they could just give you a Reservoir Dogs suit.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
I want to be Mr. Pank.
I want to be Mr. Stank.
Conduit 2, that's such a great mock-up.
I know, that's the other piece of news that I had here.
Conduit 2, coming to Wii this fall.
Yeah.
Everyone ignore this game also.
Yeah, I don't... It seems like...
I like how people are like, well, why didn't anybody buy Conduit? Because it was like a five-hour first-person shooter that looked so mediocre.
Yeah, because it was terrible? Nobody liked it?
Yeah, nobody liked it.
I mean, you want people to buy your shit? A, advertise. B, make a good game.
Yeah.
That simple.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody buy Smuggler's Run on GameCube? Because nobody cared.
I rented that and I didn't want to play it.
Why didn't anybody play fucking Mad World? Because nobody knew it came out the day, like the 2 months after it came out.
It was $10 on Newegg for a while.
I wanted
to
play
it. Free shipping.
It's an awesome game. And the thing is, it was a game everybody wanted to get, but nobody knew when it came out. There was no commercials.
But it was
for
one of those ones that people were all like, okay, finally they're going to release a mature game for the Wii, and then nobody bought it. Like, I knew when it came out, and I just didn't buy it. There were other games that were coming out at the same time that had, I don't know, it was a beat-em-up with no, like, story, or I don't know.
It's
looks like it was fun.
It was definitely not well advertised. I think had they advertised the fucking game and actually said, this is what's in the game, there is a decent story in it. It's not a great story, but it's like a little bit of a story. But the atmosphere in the game is just incredible. You have Greg Proops really cool. And you have Joe DiMaggio doing voiceovers John. As announcers.
John DiMaggio, not Joe DiMaggio.
No,
John
DiMaggio was in there.
The old baseball player.
The old baseball player, yeah.
Jolton Joe shows up to talk about Mad World.
But, yeah, but you have these funny guys doing the voiceovers, and yeah. it's just a great atmosphere. And it's a,
yeah, it looks fun.
I didn't know Greg Proops did a voice.
Yeah, I did. Tell me something, Alex. Do you love the modern Sonic games?
I like the Sonic Rush games.
No, I'm talking like Sonic Heroes, the Werehog, the one where Sonic has a sword and the shadowy one has a gun.
Gun. You like the- I haven't played them, and I had no interest in them.
Matt, what do you think of those games?
They're my favorite.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're going to be super excited for the new Spider-Man game that got announced.
Why? Is it the same team?
No, they're totally going down the Sonic Team road, though. It is Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're going down the Sonic road of every game. They're going to try some new gimmick with it.
Yeah,
kill one sticks.
Yeah, exactly. So the daytime part of the game has kind of a cel-shaded comic book look.
No,
it is.
There's
and
four
Spider-Man.
No,
oh, that's right. There's four different dimensions. That's what it is.
And one of them is Ultimate Spider-Man. One of them is film noir Spider-Man from the 30s. And they haven't. I don't think they've announced the other two.
No, they haven't. Well, one of the other two is going to have something to do with the what is it? Captain
Spider-Man,
Universe.
Right?
Yeah. Costume.
And one of them is a Lady Spider-Man. Mm.
I wish. Oh, Spider-Girl. Anyway.
Spider-Babe.
How do you feel about
a... There's a Spider-Girl.
Shut up.
How do you feel about... I know. I knew that there's a Spider-Girl.
Wait.
How do you feel about a gritty and realistic Spider-Man noir?
There is a comic book of that.
Is there?
There's Spider-Man noir.
Well,
I'm dead serious.
Are you looking forward to the game?
I don't know for the game, but from what I read in the comic, it wasn't bad.
But the game, have you seen the gameplay yet?
No, I haven't seen the gameplay. I have no interest in it.
It looks pretty gimmicky.
It looks like baddies Arkham Asylum.
Because what everybody liked about the Spider-Man 2 movie game was all the web-slinging and stuff like that.
And Spider-Man 3 had the good web-slinging, but then crapped it up in the levels and boss battles.
But the web-slinging wasn't as good. They took away a lot of...
But I still liked it. I thought Spider-Man 3 had pretty good web-slinging, and it had good graphics, too. They just need to go back to Spider-Man 2. Just remake Spider-Man 2, like the same type of game.
If not even that, make a 2D Spider-Man. Just... There's games like that. They should just make 2D side-scrollers.
No. Spider-Man is the worst side-scrolling idea.
They couldn't.
Hated all of the side-scrolling Spider-Man games because
the best part
about Spider-Man is web-slinging.
The games themselves sucked, but the concepts are always good.
The concept isn't good because it doesn't work for Spider-Man. Web-slinging and the openness and the skyscrapers are the best part of that game. It limited Spider-Man and it made him lame.
Well, I have the worry that if you make the world too big and you can't really go in, I mean, you're going all over the place. Unless you make it really efficient. It just
have you played Spider-Man 2, Alex?
No, I haven't played Spider-Man 2.
Oh,
so okay.
Well, then you totally missed out.
Yeah,
because
that's
awesome.
That game is amazing.
I played a little bit of... What was the one where it was like... what the hell was it?
Ultimate Spider-Man?
No, it was... It had that black and white... not the black and white, the...
Friend or Foe?
It was like a...
Oh,
it
the
was
one...
It was a lot like Metroid Prime 3. Like, you get infected with something.
Yeah, yeah. That was the last one. No, that wasn't Friend or Foe. Friend or Foe was a different one. It was the last one. I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, Spider-Man...
Web of Shadows? Is that it?
Yeah, Web of
Shadows.
I played a little bit of it, and I'm like,
Spanish man.
Not a big fan of this.
I think
like
this is made...
Do you think it's just how they did the 3D world, or do you think it's...
But the thing is, they've been crappy since Spider-Man 2. And me and Nick both stupidly bought Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I know. The day it came out, expecting that it was going to be...
Spider-Man 2. Because everyone, that's all the previews said, it's going to be like Spider-Man 2, and then it wasn't.
I mean, you got to wait for... I'm waiting for a Spider-Man game that's the equivalent of Arkham Asylum.
That was Spider-Man 2. I'm telling you,
Spider-Man
2.
Was
Spider-Man
that good?
2 was the highlight of the series.
Yep.
Shit. It was exactly what Spider-Man should be. It was fun. It was light. It was not... it wasn't, like, taking itself too seriously. It was just like the movie Spider-Man 2.
It needs to be made sort of in, I think, in the Zelda format, in the sense that there's, like, dungeons as your main missions. And then a lot of... Well, more like a Grand Theft Auto,
Spider-Man works better outside. I love Spider-Man 2 when you'd fight, like, the Rhino, how you'd, like, ramp... You'd have to chase him through the city, and then you'd have to fight him in the streets.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Do you think it works better as a... So was it like a GTA kind of game?
Yes. Yes.
If you're saying that the traveling works well, maybe that would be the best. If you make make it a GTA kind of game rather than having a dungeon format.
They made a huge mistake by not taking that framework and building off of it. Instead, in Spider-Man 3, this web slinging was still there, the free roaming was still there, but then they made the combat way worse, and then they made all the boss battles be impossible quick time events. Like fighting the lizard, if you lost a quick time event, you would lose the boss battle and have to restart the whole thing over again.
The closest thing to being as good as Spider-Man 2 is Ultimate Spider-Man. That was actually pretty fun.
I didn't play it.
It was just like Spider-Man 2, but my problem with it was the cell shading wasn't very clean. It was kind of ugly looking. Yeah. I like cell shading a lot, but
Spider-Man 2 had great graphics.
Yeah, when it doesn't look good, it's kind of a bummer. And yeah, Web of Shadows did what you were saying about Darksiders. Matt and I are looking at a picture of the Vulture where he's got metal wings.
Yeah,
it just
that
kind
looks
of
exactly like Darksiders.
Yeah,
I like that Web of Shadows has classic Wolverine though.
I like the way that Rhino looked in that game. It's pretty cool. He doesn't look like he's wearing pajamas. All right, is there something to move on to now that we've talked about Spider-Man?
That's all of our news.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's just
What about the healthcare bill?
What's a healthcare?
I get insurance again.
Hooray!
Okay, I
get to be on my stepdad's insurance.
Oh, because the 26, right?
Yep.
It raises the age till 26.
And I'm not 26.
No, until you're 26.
Yeah, I know, and I'm not 26, so.
Yeah, it works out great. No, it's
I'll never be 26 because I don't want to. I don't want to not have healthcare. I refuse to turn 26.
That's a good thing. This is a good thing. New healthcare is better for us, our generation. Even if it screws old people, because I don't fucking like old people.
I know. Now my grandparents have even more to complain about.
You know what? Fuck them. And I'm sort of serious, because you spend, I think, most of your healthcare you spend in the last 3 months of your life. And that makes sense, right? Most old people take a lot of pills. Most old people have to get more treatments for certain things. They have to get more care for it. And your standard of living is actually down, but they still want to stay alive. And they don't sort of, you know, you should work out. You shouldn't be watching fucking TV all day.
What's wrong with that? I love watching TV all day.
Yeah, and you know what? If your health deteriorates because you're fucking lazy, I don't want to fucking, like, you're
burdened
to the system.
I'm not going to complain about it. I mean, I'll pay my health care, but I'll be as lazy as I want.
Yeah, well, I know. And they're worried that their healthcare is being rationed. And, yeah, it's being rationed to young people. You know, like, the next generation, the ones that are moving society, like, to the new generation.
But it's also, I mean, it's not like we're taking healthcare away from old people. I mean, honestly, for a lot of people, hardly anything is going to change.
It's going to cost... I think the biggest worry is that it's going to cost people more in taxes, right? Because they're going to have to pay into some sort of healthcare unless they have. But in order for the system to work, that needs to happen. People have to invest into it. And I really don't like... I'm really tired of a lot of this Ayn Rand bullshit where, well, it's my money, I want to do with it whatever I want. Well, you know what? There's times where you must invest into society for everybody to benefit. And this is one of those times. European nations do not have this healthcare problem. We do. We have some of the worst healthcare in this country. We have some of the best technology, but we have some of the worst healthcare
in
this
world.
Country.
Obviously, we have the worst healthcare in this country.
Yeah, in the world. In the world, I mean.
Yeah. Those Africans are so spoiled with their ritzy healthcare. Oh, I can't stand it.
Well, let's put it this way. Cuba has a higher life expectancy and lower birth rate, lower infant mortality than the United States. Cuba.
Lower birth rate.
Cuba.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Cuba has a higher suck factor.
Yeah.
Cuba sucks in several other ways, but their health care is actually better than ours. When Katrina happened, Castro was offering to bring the doctors over to Louisiana. That's a fucking embarrassment.
I don't want to I don't think we should talk about this just because
it's boring and dumb.
Yeah, we're gonna
politics are for gays.
I don't want anybody. I don't want to hear 13-year-olds' opinions on healthcare.
No, they're not gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I know. I have an opinion on healthcare. It's screw it. It's not a video game. When they make a healthcare video game, I'll play it.
Speaking of healthcare, they're coming out with a Trauma Center 2 or something, right?
Oh yeah, it's already been out, I believe.
Anime doctor under the
make it, and you have to draw.
I want hentai doctor.
You have to
doctor.
Draw like a Pentecost or something in order to get the secret demon power to heal people.
I want hentai doctor where it's just you just give boob jobs and hand jobs. It's the same thing.
Okay, let's move on to our main topic of discussion. Yeah. Video game movies. What's your favorite? Which one's your least favorite?
Are there any good ones?
Are there any good ones? Are there going to be any good ones? Alex, I'll start with you.
Okay, worst one,
because I like you
Fighter.
The best.
Which one? The Chun-Li one or the original?
I didn't see the Chun-Li one, but the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme is pretty bad. I mean, number one, you have your main American soldier, who's like white, red American,
who has
is a Belgian
two American
guy.
Flag tattoos. Two.
Two American flag tattoos, and he's
Belgian. I have an entire sleeve of American flags tattooed.
I have a bunch of Belgian waffles.
Wait, what was it like? E. Honda was a Hawaiian guy in that movie too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Blanca was Charlie, but then he had this huge experiment, and Dawson was a doctor who turned into a yoga master at the end of the movie. He was Dr. Dawson.
And Cammy was, what's her name? The singer from Australia.
No,
I don't know.
What?
Chun-Li was Ming-Na, though, no, but she's hot.
Flaming Lips did a cover of one of her...
Oh, Kylie Minogue?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Kylie Minogue was Cammy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Chun-Li, Ming-Na.
She was pretty hot. I would have slept with both of them.
Yeah, at the same time.
I mean, the only character that was sort of accurate was, like, Zangief.
Yeah, Zangief was comic relief in that movie.
Yeah, and he's sort of comic relief in the game, too.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Street Fighter has a baffling 3.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Actually, to be honest, Street Fighter is my favorite video game movie, even though it's probably the worst because it is the most watchable of any video game movie.
I don't know. Okay, my favorite was going to say Mortal Kombat, just because it seemed like the most watchable. Because it was also closest to the video game. It was actually not very far off from the game.
Yeah, but I don't like the game either, so...
I mean, like, Sub-Zero was in it, so I was really happy. Now, Mortal Kombat Annihilation, that was a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was completely terrible.
I watched that in third grade, and I loved it.
Okay, Nick.
Yeah.
Favorite video game movie?
Ooh, Cammy cosplay.
What? Oh, favorite... Okay, all video game movies are horrible. I will say that right off the bat. I don't think I've ever seen a good one. But the one that I say is the least horrible, and actually I enjoyed watching it. I'm not saying it's a good movie, but I didn't hate it. Is Silent Hill. And I understand that, like, I've never played the Silent Hill games. I'd probably hate it if I had played those games. But as just watching it as a movie, it was okay. It was pretty good.
Speaking of horror games and movies, what do you guys think of, like, Resident Evil?
The Resident Evil movies are horrible.
Yeah, the first one was so bad, and then I never watched the rest of them.
I watched a portion of the second one and wanted to kill myself.
Okay,
it's pretty horrible.
I had a couple of people had actually told me that they get better when, because I guess after the first one they start veering away from the game altogether. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
And it got better as they were veering away from the game.
I don't know. I guess at that point people just gave up on pretending it was a Resident Evil movie.
Like, we're looking at Cammy cosplay pictures.
Matt keeps making these faces.
It started off really good and then got
top left.
Really bad.
Thunder Thighs started to overtake.
Wait, did you see the picture with Cammy and the black Akuma?
Oh, no.
No. But I want to see that.
Oh!
Oh! Picture of Cammy and Chun-Li.
It looks like at Comic-Con.
Mackin.
Oh, I saw that one. I saw that picture already.
That's not allowed.
It's hot.
Oh. That's great. You guys keep talking. I'm going to keep looking.
No, video game movies are horrible. I don't know why we even chose this as a topic.
I've seen Blood Rain.
Oh, God!
What do you think is the worst? You said Street Fighter, right?
Yeah. I've never seen the Mario Brothers one, so I don't know how that's...
Oh, it's horrible. It's terrible. That's a Resident Evil type one where it's got nothing to do with the property.
How does Dennis Hopper agree to it? Dennis Hopper is a great actor. How does he fucking agree to such a movie?
I don't know.
It's yeah.
Nick used to defend the Mario Brothers movie.
I did.
Is there a certain kind of charm?
No, there's no charm to it. It's really horrible. See, when I was a kid, I was like, "Whoa, it's like if Mario was in the real world." And then when you watch it again, it's like, "Oh, this is terrible." And nothing like John Leguizamo to ruin a movie that was already ruined. I hate John Leguizamo. Oh,
Johnny Legs is one of my favorite character actors. He makes every movie a surefire hit.
A slam dunk.
Bob Hoskins.
What about Tomb Raider?
I didn't see that.
Oh, I saw both of them.
Terrible. They were bad, but they were...
No, they're bad. Okay, they were bad. They were really bad movies.
So what movies did Uwe Boll... Did he make any video game movies?
Yes.
Blood Rain, which I saw.
He made Blood Rain. He made Postal. He made Dungeon Siege.
Oh, God. This is just this list. That's the one with fucking the transporter, right?
Yeah, and Ron Perlman. What are the other ones?
And Rhea Perlman.
There's a there's a video of what if Uwe Boll made Contra the movie? I don't know if it...
Blood Rain was so bad, it almost doesn't seem like a real movie
to me. Bad for Ben Kingsley.
He was in the movie?
Ben Kingsley's
Gandhi?
Ben Kingsley's terrible.
Yeah. I like Ben Kingsley.
He has not made a good movie since Gandhi.
He was in Shutter Island, and he was awesome in it.
I don't know. I can't take him seriously.
He was great in that movie.
He hams it up.
Yeah, he does ham it up, but he was awesome in Shutter
Island. Again, he was in Species, so...
He's been in a lot of horrible movies.
No. Just because he's in Gandhi, everyone thinks he deserves respect.
Wasn't he knighted?
Yeah.
Isn't he Sir Ben Kingsley? Yeah, that's why. If Sir Elton John was out there making crappy songs...
He does.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right.
Since the
70s. Okay, if Sir Orlando Bloom was out there not looking handsome, we would all be like, what's going on, man? Even though he was ugly.
If Sir, the black guy from Chef, was he making bad tacos?
If Sir Hilary Swank stopped looking like a man, what would we...
So that's a new topic. Hilary Swank. Would you hit it or would you quit it?
You know, you just have to put a bag on...
After hitting it once.
You just have to put a bag on
your face.
Because,
I just say we would all hit it once.
Hilary Swank's not that ugly. She just has a big mouth.
You'd muzzle on it and a bag on top of it just so that she doesn't fucking bite your fucking face off.
You'd have to get... You just get, like, 3 ball gags. That should do the trick.
I always think, you know, Hilary Swank can't be that manly looking. And then I look at a picture of her and I'm like, oh, wait.
She's got, like, the jaws of a... She's got, like, the jaws of a shark.
She has the jaws of life.
She can rip a car in half.
She doesn't look bad there.
Pretty good picture.
Until she opens her mouth.
Okay,
she looked pretty terrible like the new Karate Kid.
She didn't. In the next Karate Kid, she didn't look bad at all in that movie. She was just a kid.
She just looks like a man.
And in
She's got a huge-ass jaw. Like, that thing...
Next Karate Kid... She fought some weird, like, school-appointed gang, and that movie blew my mind, because I didn't understand what was going on. They were killing people.
Well, then again, she was also fighting Jester from Top Gun. Michael Ironside.
Yeah, Matt is now looking at an image of his favorite actor in bed with Hilary Swank.
Jerry Butler.
Jerry Butler. Matt loves him. It's from Penis, I Love You.
Was it a scene from 300 where Hilary Swank was one of the 300 warriors? And
no, it's PMS, I Love You. No, she was one of the Persian transsexuals in 300.
Yeah, so video game movies, are they ever going to make a good one? No, they will not.
Prince of Persia. Prince of Persia.
Oh, Prince of Persia. Gonna
Prince
get
of Pizza.
It.
Oh, no, the Asteroids movie is going to be great.
Oh, no, wait. I just remember a best movie if they made BMX XXX into feature.
Oh, no. My Bratz. The film.
I know a good
Bratz
one.
The film.
They already made that.
No,
that's
I know it. I already
joke.
Know it.
They already made that movie.
Yeah, it's a live action movie,
wait,
too.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Alex is going to go watch
my favorite movie, or my favorite video game movie, Reservoir Dogs. It's a great movie. It is based off a really bad game.
Oh, Avatar. One of my favorite.
Okay, we're about the other way around.
Do you think they're going to make
a second
life?
Yeah,
the other
way. Games that were made from...
Oh, no, wait. No, I really know what is going to be the first legitimately good video game movie.
What?
The Warcraft movie that Sam Raimi is working
on. Oh, yeah. I think that'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Do you think they should make a movie out of a game like that?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's sort of... It's already cinematic. Those games are very cinematic and have a great story already.
There you go. So it'll lend itself to a movie.
Sam Raimi has no problems. We've already seen with the Spider-Man movies. He has no problems with changing things to make them work better in movies, which is something.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, but let's say Metal Gear was made into a movie. Metal Gear Solid was made into a movie.
Yeah.
It could
but
be.
It's already sort of a movie, right?
Yeah, but I mean.
Yeah, so
it would tell a different story. I mean,
and it could lend itself to the medium better.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Like, you can't just go run out and make a
Katamari
movie. Oh,
they're making Darksiders the movie.
Oh, good.
That's
I can't wait.
Exciting.
Joe Mad would be, it'd be one
film.
Guy with a huge amount of CG.
Oh, hold on. What about this? What if they made Joe Mad About You, Paul Reiser and Joe Mad move in together, and they fall in love?
13-year-old girls are not going to understand that shit.
No, 13-year-old girls love Paul Reiser.
I can't believe I just referenced Paul Reiser on a
podcast.
My sister has a Paul Reiser poster in her bedroom.
A bunch of
hearts around it, and she's like, I am so Joe Mad About You.
You know,
well, are guys jerking it to Helen Hunt these days? I mean, are the 15-year-old guys?
Helen Hunt has aged gracefully.
Has she?
I would still hit it.
Her forehead progressively gets bigger.
She was pretty hot. There was a point where she was like, what the hell was that movie with Jack Nicholson?
Oh, Pay It Forward.
Ooh, there's some pokies in a Pay It Forward scene.
Why do you know that?
I don't know. I spent too much time on the internet.
Some jaggies. It's a video game and nipple term.
Oh, man.
Zelda movie.
Paul Reiser, my favorite video gamer. he was great in Aliens.
He and I were playing Halo 3 last night, me and Paul Reiser. It's everybody, if you want Paul Reiser's gamer tag, I have it. It's
Mad About
Yeah.
Mad About You. Mad About You.
No, it's Mad About You XX69420.
It's
Sniper. No, it's Sniper Lover Spartan Cottonmouth Kings. That's it. Everything I just said, that's the whole thing.
And Helen Hunt's gamer tag is Helen Cunt. And
it got banned, though. So yeah. Now it's just Pay It Forward, 420.
No, it's Hella Hunt. Hella Hunt.
I thought it was Kellen Hunt. Kella Hunt.
All right, now we spent a whole minute trying to come up with gamer tags for the cast of Mad About You.
I remember there was this episode of Mad About You where they had sex on the floor and then their backs hurt.
And oh, I remember that.
They couldn't walk around. They were.
Why do you remember? Why the fuck do you remember that shit?
Because it's a great
show.
How
long ago has it been since that show's been canceled? Why are we still talking about this fucking show?
I don't even know if that show's in syndication because nobody
cares. But back on topic. You said you wanted to switch it around to movies that have the best tie-in video games?
Best or worst?
Oh.
Because I remember. Anybody play like Back to the Future for NES?
No. I did play Mad About You for the Super NES. It's great.
Now, best time games, I would say.
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2, yeah, we already talked about that.
Batman, like, the original Batman for NES was not bad.
I think Spider-Man 2 might be the best.
Spider-Man 2 is definitely a great game. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King was pretty good.
Yeah, those were pretty good.
And the Two
they
Towers.
They did a pretty decent job with those.
None of the Star Wars
Bounty Hunter.
None of the Star Wars games that were based off of the movies were very good.
Yeah.
Like, I had the episode 1 for PC. And it was really bad.
Oh, Star
the
Wars episode Obi-Wan. One was
oh yeah, like, and Star Wars Obi-Wan
oh,
for the Xbox.
So terrible.
And remember when the Xbox first came out, everything had like a green tint? Like all the box art was monochromatic and green and black. And Obi-Wan was green and black.
I remember that.
Oh, it was horrible. It was a launch title, wasn't it?
Yep, I think so.
I never played it. Is it backwards compatible?
I don't know, but I think it was bad.
I want to play it.
You can probably find 80 copies in every GameStop. I'm trying to think of other good.
They have more
games.
Copies of that than they do Crackdown.
Oh, you know what? Star Wars Battle for Naboo was kind of a tie-in game.
Yeah, but it's not really. It's not based specifically.
It's like
on
saying
the
Pod Racer game was based off the movie.
Well, that's actually based off of a portion of the movie,
yeah.
But
Pod Racer was good.
But that's not. But yeah, I'm just saying, movie turned into video game.
Yeah. Let's see.
Reservoir Dogs.
Spinal Tap. The game.
Is there a Spinal Tap game?
No.
Rockman Spinal awesome. Tap.
That would be awesome, man. They should do that. At least have DLC for Spinal Tap.
They already do. I believe they do.
Well, I think they have a couple songs, but they should do like an entire album. They should do like fucking Smell My Glove.
I'm looking to see if I have any tie-in games.
Or what was it like? Shark Sandwich was one of the CDs. They had.
Something like that.
Yeah,
and
it was Shark Sandwich.
And what was their the
Shark
album
Sandwich,
that just had the black album cover?
I think that was Smell My Glove.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you had that.
It's too sexy. What?
I just discovered that Matt still owns Mario Sunshine. Can I borrow that?
I don't have any tie-in games, guys.
No tie-in games in Matt's...
I mean, these aren't all my games, but...
Yeah, I don't think I own any anymore either. But I still think Spider-Man 2 is probably the best.
Do the Lego games count as tiny games?
Oh, the Mission Impossible game for N64. No, it was great.
I hated that game.
No, I loved it. It was
so hard.
It was really hard, but it was really awesome.
Why do all the Mission Impossible games have to be so impossible?
Well, I think it's got something to do with the title.
Yeah, it's pretty much built into the name.
It's too many missions.
I love Tom Cruise, though. I just hope he comes back for round 2.
He is coming back for Mission Impossible 4. Got greenlit.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
J.J. Abrams is producing it again like he did the third one. But
I didn't see the third one, but it didn't look like... Mission Impossible 1 was such a great movie and was such a kind of unique spin on that.
3 had a lot of cool spy stuff in it.
But it also had a lot of action, like a ridiculous over-the-top action.
It only had, like, one scene of action.
Yeah, but it was a lot better than number 2.
Oh, yeah. Number 2 was just John Woo going...
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was the most ridiculous movie.
Keep talking about this. It was John Woo going, hey, guys, you remember... You like doves?
Yeah, I know.
Got some.
So many doves.
It was like Dove Hero.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Nick is looking at Mission Impossible 4 info.
$1 million baby, the game where you play as Hilary Swank and you get your head.
No. You
oh,
play as.
No, I remember
Clint
who it is.
You have to pull the plug.
Here is who J.J. Abrams is looking to direct the fourth one.
Who?
Brad Bird from Pixar.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I know.
I really hope that happens. Oh, it looks like he is at the moment signed on.
So
I guess it's just IMDb that they can be wrong.
I'm excited for John Carter of Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so is that...
Dane Cook is Ethan Hunt.
You just...
God. Oh, God.
Okay, so is that... I mean, is that all we have to talk about?
I think so. I mean, there wasn't much of a topic. Movies that are based on video games haven't been good. Hopefully we'll get one. Games based on movies, every now and then there might be a decent one.
Guys...
Like the Wolverine game.
Oh, I've heard
was
that's really
was
good.
Awesome compared to a really horrible movie.
Yeah,
there's one.
Guys, I'm going to say, the Warcraft movie that Sam Raimi working on is going to be amazing. If it's not amazing, then five listeners of this podcast will get to send me naked pictures of themselves if they are attractive ladies.
That's the punishment.
Over 18 years old. So just be prepared for that.
Is there any way, do you think, I guess this is sort of an open-ended question, why are those games so bad? Why
the,
are
the tie-in games?
Yeah.
Because they
do
rush
you think
them?
It's just a, do you think it's just a rush, or do you think...
Yeah, they don't try.
I mean, you can at least make just a simple game that's actually half-decent, right?
I mean, you'd think so. You would think so, but they don't. Nick is looking at saucy pictures of Kylie Minogue.
I looked at a, like, 4-pixel by 4-pixel picture of her album cover. Horror album
it
cover.
It was saucy.
It was... Well, she was covered in sauces. On that note, email us. Matt, give all the information.
Well, Alex asked an open-ended question.
What was
so,
the question?
Okay, well, here, readers, write in. What are your favorite games? Why can't they make good movie games? What are your favorite game movies?
What's your favorite movie game? Game movie? Game? Movie?
If the last Starfighter reel, do you think they'd pick you?
Could they make the incredible Bong Joon-ho Korean thriller that I just saw, Mother, into a video game? Maybe. Maybe
could
they should try.
Could you smoke a Bong Joon-ho?
Could they make the other great movie I saw, Greenberg, into a game? No, they couldn't.
Could they make Cloverfield into a game?
Yes. But it would suck.
It'd
just
be a
like
game where you don't see anything. Okay, so email us at wtpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to contest us on Twitter, then do so. I don't know what the Twitter address is, so you're just going to have to look that one up yourself.
We have a Twitter.
Just go to Google.com.
Like ZW Podcast.
Yeah, just go to Google.com, type in Zelda Working Title Podcast. You'll find all of our information in there. But the most important part is WTPodcast@gmail.com, which is where you send the nude pictures, which is where you send the saucy talk, which is where you send your burning questions, where you send your burning desires. If you just need a friend to talk to, just email us. We're there for you. At 24/7, pretty much.
And we did it.
Any closing statements, guys?
It's amazing that we pulled off
also,
this podcast without Adam.
Email us if you don't like Adam. If you want Adam permanently gone from the podcast, if we get at least one email saying that, we'll
No,
if
we get an email, he's gone.
No matter what.
Yeah, it could say keep Adam. I love him,
but
he's
gone.
So if you... Wait, no, because then they're not
going
to email us.
No, really do email us. Adam's not going anywhere. He's just busy this week. He'll be back.
He's got homework.
He had to go to synagogue.
It's Passover.
It's Passover. Temple. So, yeah. So any closing statements, guys? Nick? Alex?
No, just goodbye, I guess.
I'm fucking drunk.
Goodbye.
And everyone, wish Alex good luck on his next date with a hot lady. He's going to finally get some action.
I hope so.
With that, Zelda Working Title Podcast signing off. Good night.
Well, that's the end of the show, and I think I should go. I gotta get out of for nerds, at least that's what I heard out in the gamer grubber sphere. Zelda's Working Title Podcast. All those other video games shows won't last.
dun 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 dun